Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And my name is Julie Douglas.
And it's the fall, and a lot of things happen every fall. There's Halloween, there's pumpkins.
Hay rides,
leaves fall from the trees.
Nobel Prizes.
Yes, that's a big one. Especially
yes.
For anyone who has... who follow science, either as a hobby, as a passion, as a job, or all three if you're us. Ig Nobel Prize is always a big deal because the Ig Nobel Prizes highlight the absurd, the comical, the strange within the world of legitimate scientific research. Generally peer-reviewed scientific research, sometimes in the world of patents, but it's always about, let's look at the individuals who are just really dedicated to study in scientific study in one shape or another, and some of the strange corners they work themselves into.
Yeah, it is a play on the Nobel Prize, and it's from Improbable Research, which publishes the magazine called The Annals of Improbable Research. And the whole point of that, they say, is it's there to make you laugh and then make you think with, as you say, some of these bizarre turns in science.
Yeah, Mark Abrams. The main dude there. You know, some people don't catch the humor of it. They think that it's making fun of scientists, but I think most people understand that it's a celebration of the necessary absurdity of science. Because you think of science like a slime mold. We talked about how slime mold solves a maze. It sends out all these tendrils through the maze and then figures out what is the best route, and then it goes that way. And in doing so, it can, you know, decipher the best trade routes across the face of the globe. Science is kind of like that. Science is all about finding out how things work the best, and what the world and what the universe really consists of. But that also means that the tendrils of science must sometimes creep into strange areas, into sometimes strange dead ends, and sometimes into very important areas of study that we are childish about and still snicker at.
It's true. Yes. It does appeal to that. And I think with the Ig Nobel, what's interesting about that is you see so much creativity and imagination mm-hmm. from the researchers and the scientists who are working in their respective fields. And what you might think is really rote, they have actually sort of peeled back and found very interesting and contextualizing it in ways that you might not have ever thought of. Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about here when we talk about these prizes is each year Ig Nobel will honor the achievements that, of course, make you laugh and that make you think. And they award 10 people these prizes. The winners travel from all over the world at their own expense to a gala ceremony at Harvard where actual Nobel laureates present them with the prize. This year's opera was the Blonsky device, a tribute to George and Charlotte Blonsky, who in the early 60s invented a machine for, quote, facilitating the birth of a child by centrifugal force.
Oh, wow. So just sling the kid right out.
Is that a great visual of what an Ig Nobel Prize can be?
Because it's a perfectly logical idea, perfectly logical theory that doesn't really sit well with people outside of the lab, I think, you know,
mm-hmm.
which we've discussed that before. Like, it's some of the amazing thing about scientists is that sometimes the scientific answer just is not going to sit well with anybody outside of the scientific world, such as, say, creating a spaceship that is itself edible, or figuring out a way that astronauts can eat their own poop on a return trip from Mars. On a very, you know, economic, scientific level, yes, that makes absolute sense. But then the astronauts say, no, we're not doing that.
Well, and in some ways, these are thought experiments, right?
Yes.
Especially the childbirth. It's probably not very pragmatic to be shooting out, you know, a child by centrifugal force, but
what
hey,
kind of proof do we have? Do we have scientific proof that it's not a good idea?
One day, that might be the thing, right?
Yeah.
You have to build on that research. All right, so let's highlight a couple of the prizes here.
All right, first up, the Psychology Prize. This one went to a team of French researchers, including Laurette Bargu, Omen Zerouni, Baptiste Subra, and Midhi Orba.
As well as Brad Bushman, and that was, the USA contingent there.
Yeah.
And that was for confirming that people who think that they are drunk also think that they are more attractive.
And, of course, this is great because if you just ask somebody that, hey, do you think drunk people think they're more attractive? Of course they do. It's a no-brainer, right? But has it been scientifically proven? Do we know for sure? And there are a lot of more important questions in the history of the human race that have come up where someone says, of course this is the way it works. Of course the Earth is the center of the universe. Of course the sun is the center of the universe. But when you apply the light of science to it, then you get the real answer. Or you get the evolution of a real answer. So in the first study carried out in a bar, they found that the more alcoholic drinks customers consumed, the more attractive they thought they were. Okay, that's obvious.
Okay.
But in study two, they took 94 non-student participants, and they put them in a bogus taste test study. They were given either an alcoholic beverage or a non-alcoholic beverage, with half of each group believing they had consumed alcohol and half believing they had not. So they had this balanced placebo effect going
mm-hmm.
on. So after consuming the beverages, they delivered a speech and rated how attractive, bright, original, and funny they thought they were. And they videotaped these speeches, and they were rated by a team of 22 independent judges. What'd they find?
Those people thought they were brilliant, even if they weren't drunk.
Just all they had to do was think that they were drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And they instantly thought that they were like 50% greater than they actually are.
I think this is important information, right? For
yeah.
everybody who is going out there and going to have a couple of drinks and then perhaps do something that is important to their livelihood, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
maybe you should reconsider the drinks. Maybe what you're about to do isn't quite as great as you think.
It's also interesting, you know, bringing up the idea that even a non-alcoholic beverage will
mm-hmm.
have the same effect. And perhaps you can shed some light on this from your own experience since you gave up drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But I assume you still find yourselves having a drink, a non-alcoholic drink, maybe in the company of individuals who are
mm-hmm.
drinking, or sort of fill that space in the ritual. Because I can think of a time or two where I've had something non-alcoholic and either the setting was right or the company was right, that I really kind of felt as if I had been drinking alcohol.
Well, I think it boils down to mirror neurons.
Yeah.
Because if someone is sitting across from you and they're feeling a little bit loosened up, they've had a drink or two and they begin to laugh a lot, then of course you're going to engage in the same activity. So it's very easy, I think, to take on those sort of physical things for yourself.
Yeah, you begin to fall into the cultural script that has been provided to you.
Yeah. Yeah. What I love about this study is the title, which is called Beauty is in the Eye of the Beer Holder.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It's almost like they knew they were going to get Ig Nobel.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of, I tend to prefer the ones that are just really like rigidly scientific.
Yeah.
And you get the idea that they're completely oblivious to how ridiculous it might sound to an outsider.
Mm-hmm. It's got like five prepositions in it, about 500 words long. All right, let's talk about the joint prize in biology and astronomy. Now, Marie Dack, Emily Baird, Eric Warrant, Marcus Byrne, and Clark Schultz received this prize for discovering that when dung beetles get lost, that they can navigate their way home by looking at the Milky Way. This, at first glance, doesn't seem like, I mean, it seems like sort of amazing, but yeah, okay, what are you talking about here?
Yeah.
It is very cool.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the moon is big money when it comes to nighttime navigation. Out there in the animal world, it's about everything, it seems, can use the moon for some form of navigation. But previously, only birds, seals, and humans were known to use the stars to navigate. I mean, that in order to orient themselves. So that's privileged territory. So the idea that, hey, the lowly dung beetle is using this technique as well, that's amazing.
What I like to imagine is that, you know, these dung beetles, they actually like to run in straight lines, by the way. And what I like to imagine is that when they find a pile of droppings, which they then roll into a small ball, and they start pushing it away from the other dung beetles that might try to eat it, I like to imagine them just getting on top of that ball and staring up at the Milky Way, all dewy-eyed.
That's awesome. I know. I want that to be a Pixar movie.
And it should be, right? But I think it's very cool because it was thought that they were taking cues from the sun and the moon. But it was their capacity to maintain course even on clear, moonless nights that got researchers thinking that it perhaps was something else. It could have been the stars. So lead researcher Marie Dack, she took the insects into the Johannesburg Planetarium where she could control the type of star fields a beetle might see overhead. So they get their own little planetarium show. She put them in a container with blackened walls to make sure the animals were not using other information from landmarks on the horizon, which in the wild might be trees, for example.
Right.
And she found that the beetles perform best when confronted with a perfect starry sky projected onto the planetarium dome. Although, even in other conditions, they could still find their way. Pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the finding represents the first convincing demonstration for the use of starry sky orientation in insects, and provides the first documented use of the Milky Way for orientation in the animal kingdom. So that's pretty amazing.
I thought this was amazing because we've talked about navigation so much and how mysterious it is, particularly when we talk about birds or butterflies. And now you've got dung beetles in on the game.
Give a dung beetle his due.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to roll through three more of our favorites from the 2013 Ig Nobel Prizes. All sorts of goofy and amazing things are going to happen in those studies.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. All right, we're back. Oh, by the way, Microcosmos, when that film first came out, all the DVD or VHS covers for it had this praying mantis wearing sunglasses on it, which totally misrepresented the entire picture. Like, they were trying to play up the like it was a Bug's Life or something, like it's some sort of cute insect story, and it's not. It's just a beautifully shot insight into the world, the violent, the weird, and beautiful world of insects.
But praying mantises do wear Ray-Bans,
no,
right?
No, they do not. Not at all.
Well, I don't. You should probably check into that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll fact check that.
All right.
All right. Now we're back. We're talking about the 2013 Ig Nobel Prize winners, and we're not going through all of them. We're just covering some of our favorites. You can check out the rest at the Improbable Research website, and we highly suggest you do that. The next prize we're going to discuss, Safety Engineering Prize, and this one went to the late Gustano Pizzo from the U.S. for a 1972 patent for an amazing invention that I'm just floored that we haven't used, that we don't see in every airplane.
I love this invention because on some level I think it appeals to the 8-year-olds and all of us, as well as the Bond fans.
Yes, there's a little James Bond to this and a little, like it's like an Acme invention from the Roadrunner cartoon.
Yes. It is actually an electromechanical system to trap airplane hijackers. The system drops a hijacker through trap doors, seals him into a package, then drops the hijacker through the airplane's specially installed bomb bay doors through which he is parachuted to the ground, where, of course, police, having been alerted by radio, await his arrival.
Yeah.
So, on ski jets, I think.
Yeah. And there was an illustration with the patent. The patent's, you know, public, you know, the public domain. You can find it online. And the illustrations are wonderful because you see the individual, you see him jettisoned, you see him in the little package with the parachute. And you're totally right. On one hand, it's very James Bond. I think it reminds me of A View to a Kill, where Christopher Walken was the villain, and he was in a blimp, and I'm pretty sure there's a trap door in that blimp for jettisoning members of his team that were falling out of line. But, you know, this is we're talking about a commercial flight here. We don't want people to just fall to their death.
No.
We want them to fall safely on a parachute so that the police can apprehend them.
Well, in theory, it is a great idea.
Yeah, it makes a kind of, like, simple sense, you know?
It's just in the execution, right? Because you have to make sure that the person is standing in the right area and that, you know, he doesn't inadvertently, or she, you never know, toss you down. You, who are not the person who's trying to hijack the plane, are then, you know, jettisoned down to the police. So, again, it's just a matter of logistics here, but I do really like this.
Yeah.
I wish on some level that it would be pragmatic enough that you could actually use.
All right, up next, the Archaeology Prize. And this one went to Brian Crandall and Peter Stahl, the former from U.S., the latter from Canada, U.S., for observing how the bones of swallowed dead shrews dissolve inside the human digestive system. Now, the answer is in the study there, because obviously this is a study about humans swallowing the bones of a dead shrew and then later fishing through the fecal matter to see how it turned out.
Yeah, the shrew was parboiled and then, of course, swallowed whole without any sort of chewing, and then carefully examined during the excretory period,
yes,
in which would have correlated from when it would arrive in that excretion. They wanted to see how the bones would dissolve inside the human digestive system. But why, you ask? Why? Because they wanted to see how, or rather help archaeologists determine whether small animal bones found at historic sites signified that the animals had been eaten or died naturally.
So the question is important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, having the answer to this helps us make sense of so many archaeological sites and finds around the world. But in order to answer it, they took a very straightforward approach. And to the outside viewer, perhaps an undignified investigation. But that's just the way it is. Sometimes you want an answer to a question. That sometimes there is a very simple, straightforward way to do it. Yeah, you could go through some sort of complex chemical process that mimicked the digestion of the human body. You could essentially build a cloaca bot to digest this this tiny rodent for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just do what makes sense. You could just say, screw it, I'm going to swallow this creature, and then I'm going to poop it out, and then I'm going to see, and I'm going to have my answer, and I'm not going to need all this ridiculous funding to do it.
Now, if I remember correctly, this was featured in Mary Roach's Gulp.
Yes.
And at the time of her writing that, I believe that it wasn't revealed whether it was Crandall or Stahl who actually swallowed the shrew, because they didn't want people to focus on who was combing through their poo to try to find the bones. They wanted people to focus on how it was actually digested. And in case you're wondering, the digestive action of either Crandall or Stahl obliterated everything but 28 bones out of 131.
Way to go.
Way to go, digestive system.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and we're going to look at one last study here, and this one is the Public Health Prize. And this one comes to us from Thailand.
And I have to say, we left this one because you have to leave the penis for last, really.
Yes, yeah. Because this study had to do with medical techniques for penile reattachment after amputations, often by jealous wives. Techniques which they recommended except in cases where the amputated penis had been partially eaten by a duck. Now,
you should explain that part.
Yeah, I need to explain this. And I'm just going to pull directly from Mark Abrams' article that came out in The Guardian last year titled, Why Thai Women Cut Off Their Husbands' Penises.
Okay.
He points out that, quote, it became fashionable in the decade after 1970 for the humiliated Thai wife to wait until her philandering husband fell asleep so that she could quickly sever his penis with a kitchen knife. A traditional Thai home is elevated on pilings, and the windows are open to allow for ventilation. The area under the house is the home of the family pigs, chickens, and ducks. Thus, it is quite usual that an amputated penis is tossed out of an open window where it may be captured by a duck. Then Abrams goes on to say, the report explains for readers in other countries, quote, the Thai saying, I better get home or the ducks will have something to eat, is therefore a common joke and immediately understood at all levels of society.
So in case anybody is visiting Thailand and you happen to be able to hear this phrase, now you have a context for it.
Yes.
So, yeah, I guess there was a prominent 1973 case in which a woman sliced off her husband's penis. And then during the 70s, there were like something like 100 other.
Yeah, basically, it sounds like it got a tremendous amount of coverage at the time, because it is. As we know in the West, a case like this happens, the media is just going to eat it up. No pun intended.
Right.
And so it's in the public mindset, and so you begin to see other cases popping up.
That's right. That was the great Bobbitt escapade in the U.S.
Yeah.
And I believe that penis was flung out a car window.
Yes. But was apprehended before a duck could intercept.
And it also was reattached.
It was. So basically, the study makes it in because on one hand, it involves the penis and therefore is inherently funny. And then it also is weird and ties in this epidemic of penile amputation, and it involves ducks, and ducks are inherently funny as well, even though at the bottom line, even bad philandering husbands probably don't deserve to have their penises cut off. I'm not gonna go so far as to say
no. And I imagine too that I don't have obviously the plumbing, but I would want there to be quite a bit of study where a man whose penis was cut off and had to be reattached to make sure that it was done properly.
Yes, I mean it's an injury that is going to occur in the course of human events, and it's better that we do have techniques on hand that we do know the best means by which to reattach it if possible. So it's a study that at once is highly helpful and great, and it's wonderful that the researchers contributed to our scientific understanding with it. But on the other hand, there are a number of inherently giggle-inducing qualities to it.
And that's why we love Ignoble, right? Because yes, you get pretty much everything.
Yes.
From dung beetles to penises.
Yeah, from studies that just seem to sort of fill in one tiny corner of our scientific understanding, or studies that are actually highly important but still induce snickers. So there you have it. Another Ig Nobel Prize ceremony has come and gone. We've highlighted some of the ones we liked. You can check out the rest online at the Improbable Research website. And, yeah, follow those guys. They put that magazine out as a PDF, and it's always tremendous fun to leaf through it. In the meantime, if you want to chat with us about it, if you want to share your favorites from this year's award winners, or you have some past favorites that you still snicker about, let us know about it. You can find us in all the usual places. Our mothership is stufftoblowyourmind.com, where you'll find all our videos, all our blog posts, all our podcasts. Yes, even the episodes of the podcast that are not available on iTunes or wherever you like to get your podcast, you will find them on the website.
And you can always drop us a line with your thoughts at blowthemind@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.